This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello there, I'm Virginia Cha with this ABC 10 News update. A former star soccer player with the club Tijuana Cholos expected to be sentenced to prison on human trafficking charges. Raul Enriquez Aramula was arrested in September for trying to smuggle two women from Mexico across the border at Otay Mesa. He pleaded guilty to trying to smuggle the women in October. Enriquez is regarded as the Cholos' top goal scorer of all time. Governor Gavin Newsom going after big oil. Today, the governor plans to call a special session to try to pass a new tax on oil companies. That tax would take effect whenever companies' profits hit a certain threshold. The governor says he's hoping this will dampen the greed and manipulation of the oil and gas industry. State legislators are already set to briefly return to session today to swear in newly elected members and to take up the governor's proposal. Meanwhile, gas prices in San Diego County are still dropping. They're now at their lowest level since February. AAA says we are paying an average of $4.81 for a gallon of regular. Prices have dropped in San Diego 57 out of the last 60 days. But we're still paying more than 17 cents per gallon more than this time last year. And we're paying way more than the national average, which is just over $3.40. Let's talk about the bright spot, and that's the weather, even though it's going to be a little bit chillier, Vanessa.
Yeah, we'll stay chilly this afternoon, but we're still going to trend near normal, right? So this morning, we're waking up cloudy. Some of us are waking up to low-level fog, but by this afternoon, partial clearing, and we'll be about 5 to 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. We'll be in the low 60s along the beaches, inland valleys, 40s in the mountains, and 70s in the desert. With a return of onshore flow, we'll also have the increase of winds in the mountains and deserts, chance of rain tomorrow and this weekend. Virginia.
Thanks, Vanessa. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, just go to 10news.com or you can download our free app from your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Virginia Cha.